We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program Stephen Weber from NBC's Indebted. Stephen, thanks for calling, and I appreciate you coming by in this crazy time, but at least radio never stops, and the television never stops, regardless of how our lives are today. How are you, Stephen?
I'm good. I'm actually completely covered in saran wrap, and I'm facing away from the phone, and I'm closing my eyes tight, so I'm not letting anything get into me, not even you.
And, you know, that's the thing that we're dealing with. But, Stephen, I'm dealing with what the show's about in a lot of ways, where, you know, the parents come back to live in the house, live in the house, because I have all my kids. I have six kids and they're all home, and we're basically homeschooling them. So we're just dealing with these transitions right now of you staying away from everybody, and our schools are closed in Pennsylvania and they're all home. So we're dealing with a strange transition, just like this show, and the fact that a married couple has to deal with their parents moving in. And it's kind of a great segue, isn't it, to talk a little bit more about the show?
Kind of a genius segue. I got to give you incredible credit for having taken my silly joke and really massaged it into a perfect segue.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody take their rubber gloves off and give this man a hand.
Thank you, Stephen. So, Stephen, so tell us about your character. I learned a little bit about last time we had a guest on about the show, but tell me about your character.
I mean, my character is named Stu. He's a very kind of devil-may-care, really super laid-back, sweet, loving guy who admittedly at this late stage of his life loves his edibles. But more than that, he actually loves is madly in love with his wife still, and his kids. And like you say, because they've been so crummy with their money, he and his wife over the years, they have no choice but to move in with their children, their fully grown children, who also have young kids, and comedy ensues.
Definitely comedy ensues, and I guess we're going to come up with a show based on the again, the Corona-geddon that we're dealing with today. There'll be a show probably based on it. I'm sure the writers are already writing it, Stephen, but you know,
probably. I mean, look, it's interesting to me because you know, during periods of, I guess, national challenges, and you know, you could look back at World War II, you know, those events had to influence the programming of the day in many ways, you know, that's actually a show of unity. It's not just smart business approach or smart creatively. It's a way to acknowledge that we're all in this together. So yeah, I'm sure that writers everywhere are creating new things during this time. This is a fairly unique moment for this country.
It's a unique moment, but we have to stay together and we have to stay united and enjoy shows and laugh about shows like this. Now, how is it working with Fran and working opposite her? You got to be cracking up all the time on the set.
Well, Fran is an authentic character, an authentic hero, in my opinion. She's gorgeous, funny, grounded, and you can actually hear her voice from space. We have a great time. We actually make each other laugh. We're both from the same part of New York City, Queens, and we're about the same age, and so we have the same references, and so we're very, very close. We're like good buddies who are pinching ourselves that we're on this show with these cool people and on NBC. You know, it's been a great experience, and you know, I look forward to more.
Absolutely. You look forward to more. You look forward to working together. And when you have such talent like Adam as well on the show, I mean, come on now. What a great group of unbelievable comedic talent.
They're great.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the
each of them, you know, yeah. Adam Pally and Abby Elliott and Jesse Hodges. And, you know, everybody's great. You know, Richard Kind has been on the show, and we've had great, great guests and recurring actors and actresses on it. It's really, you know, it's such a great time, and I hope it translates.
And that's the hope. And again, now it's going to change everything, because a show that's airing every week the time to promote is on social media, through internet radio, through regular radio, and say, what do you have to do now, guys, except watch the show or catch back up watching the show at NBC.com? Because the key thing is, Stephen, what can we do at home now, right? There's no sports to watch anymore. So you have new shows.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
Yeah. That you just got to watch comedy and watch Stephen for sure. And binge watching you and so many other.
That's always something people should do anyway. Yeah. Should do that anyway, regardless of what climate it is.
Exactly. But we got to train people again, right? That now this is the new norm and we got to deal with it. And that's the key thing. And Stephen, that's why everyone needs to tune in to Indebted on NBC. And I appreciate you coming by. And I'm a big fan of yours and Wings, and I also love you and 13 Reasons Why. So what would your principal say right now if he had to deal with the situation that all principals across the country are dealing with?
He would say, wash your hands and keep calm. It's going to be okay.
Is that it? Or and you have to deal with all those crazy parents in your town for sure. But I appreciate you calling.
Oh, also, he'd say, get the hell out of my office. Also, he'd end with that, really.
I think so, getting out of the office. Former teacher myself, and great work that you continue to do, Stephen. I appreciate coming by. And everyone needs to go check out NBC.com and Indebted. Thanks again for calling, man.
Thank you very, very much. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.